Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this day. Bless this day, Lord. Bless your word to us. We thank and praise you. Help me, Lord, deliver your message. And let your word bring deep understanding and wisdom to your people. Our message today is, be aware of devil temptation. Be aware of devil temptation. Some people, they say, don't be afraid, we are strong. That's true, we are strong only in the Lord Jesus Christ. But even Jesus was tempted by devil. So we have to be discerning, we have to be aware. Devil is our enemy, and he will not come in a clear way. Devil will come in a deceiving, subtle way. And we have to fight him in the right way. We must know how to fight, how to recognize, and how to do the right action. We read from Matthew chapter 4, from verse 1 to 10. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up to their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their splendor. And this, all this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God, and serve him only. We find here in the scripture that Jesus was led by the Spirit to be into the desert, to be tempted by the devil. The desert is the wilderness, the desert is the hard time, the desert is the dryness, the desert when there is no water, there is no shelter. There the devil will try to come and enter our life. Jesus, as he was led to be tempted, he was also fasting. Why we pray and fast? We pray and fast that the Holy Spirit will work in our life and enable us and give us discernment and give us awareness what the work of devil and how we try to do certain things against us. That's why Jesus was fasting to fight the devil. He was praying and fasting to fight the work of the devil. Jesus was tempted, then he fasted. So he was fasting to combat the work of the devil. And he was fasting, Jesus. And he was tempted before he started his ministry. After he got baptized, directly after baptism, he was attacked by the devil to stop him, to hinder him from doing the work of God. The purpose of devil is to hinder us, to block us, to disturb us, to confuse us, and to take us away from God and from the service of the Lord. Which time the tempter came to him? In verse 3, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Why he tell Jesus, tell this stone to become bread? Because Jesus was hungry. He knows that Jesus, he has a physical need. When there is a physical need, material need, weak point in your life, that point needs to be satisfied. The devil will come and he will suggest to you something to cover up and to fill that need. When Jesus was hungry, he told him, if you are the Son of God, you ask this stone to become bread. We ask this question, does Jesus can do it? Yes, Jesus can do it. But this is not the word of God. The word of God did not say that when you are hungry, change the stone into the bread. That is not the word of God. What is the application for it? Certain time we have a problem. We have difficulties. There are certain things it have to be done today or tomorrow. We can do it. But in a way that God does not say it in His Word. We need to stop there. We need to stop there. We have a problem. We can give money to solve the problem. We can prep somebody to solve the problem. We can make a wrong document to solve the problem. We can tell lies to cover up certain things and solve the problem. But that is not the way that God says in His Word. Amen? Our problem, we must understand as a Christian, it will be solved by the grace of God. And God give us His Word to use it in our life. Man does not live on bread alone. Man does not live on money alone. Man does not live on a friend who can help us alone. Man does not live on jobs alone. But man lives on every word that comes from the mouth of God. What God has bestowed for us in His Word, that is our allotment, and that is our provision. The things that God did not say in His Word, we cannot do, and we should not do. Jesus, He told him clearly, God did not say that I will change the stone to bread, but God say, I will provide for you. I will provide for you. Amen? We must rely on the promises of God. The promises of God from the beginning to the end. I ask, first question I ask, how are you fine? Are you reading your Bible? They say sometime before I sleep. We live on the Word of God. We live on the promises of God. The promises of God is our provision. Today we eat Psalm 23. Yesterday, we are on Psalm 91, provision of God. Before that, in Genesis 22, all these are the blessing of God for us through His Word. Today, when we have a problem, God lead us to Mark 4, 35 to 41. When Jesus comes the wind, we rely on the Word of God. And Lord, do something for this problem in our life. Amen? What we find here, Jesus answered and combat David. He used the Word of God. He win. The first trial, he win. What happened to devil? He left him? No. Devil came back again. When you fight one battle, one session with the devil, you overcome? You overcome? Yes. He will come to you from other direction. Last week, one problem. Before 1 week, another problem. Every problem we solve. Again, devil tried to enter our life using another problem, another weak point. Amen? What we need to do, we need to be alert. Full surrender our life to God, full obedience, so we will know how to fight the devil. Verse 5, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. Verse 6, if you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angel concerning you, and they will lift you up to their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Here we find devil, he used the word of God. He used a verse that is in Psalm 91. He told him, because Jesus before told him, man does not live on the bread, he lives on the word of God. David took the word of God. We must know that David knew the word of God very well. And he took a verse and he put it in front of Jesus. He told him, God say that he will command his angel, they will carry you. So what did David suggest to Jesus? What is the command that he gave him? Throw yourself. He told him, throw yourself. Open the window and jump from here. He took him to the highest point of the temple and he told him, throw yourself, because God say, I will send my angel. He knows the word of God, but he twists the word of God. We must be aware. Sometimes, devil will give us verses. Some people, they use certain verses, but wrong application. God did not say, throw yourself. God say, if somebody push you, if somebody throw you, if somebody take you and throw you down, I will send my angel and I will lift you up. But if you throw yourself, there's no angel available for that. There's no angel available for that. Example, oh, I will get a big loan and I'll make a company and God will pray and God will provide. God say, I did not tell you throw yourself. Be in big debt. Amen? Some people, they say, okay, my job is not good, I will resign, and I will apply for another job. They resign. After that, there is no job. They go back country. No money. They throw themselves into the pit. We must be careful. We must be careful. Certain time, devil will speak something also to us with the word of God. He used verses, but wrong way, wrong application. We must be aware, discerning. Is God speaking to us or devil? Which time he will come and he say that throw yourself? Because when he says sometimes in pride, you like it also. You want to be famous. You want to be rich. You want to be high. You are after it. Yes, you are living in a selfish ambition. Selfish ambition is a sin. You like to go to America, you like to go to here and there. Devil knows this weak point. And he will give you a wrong suggestion. And he will use certain time the word of God. We must be careful. Is God speaking to me or devil is speaking to me? We must kneel down and pray. If we have pride, our ego sometimes will push us, but not the word of God, not God himself.
It means there's the ego. And if woman have little money and he want more, it means devil plans, huh?
Yes, when we are satisfied with what we have, devil cannot enter. But when we want to be rich, we want to be famous, we want to be well known, we want to be star, there the devil will enter. Some people, they come and say, we want to do this, we want to do that. I say, who told you? God? They say, no, but it is written in the word of God. Yes, it is written, but that's not what God speaks to you now. Wrong application. That is the devil is telling you, throw yourself. You want to do certain things. I say, sister, brother, I am seeing now you don't have a problem. Don't put yourself in a problem. Certain people, they don't have a problem. Themselves, they put themselves in a problem. Oh, I don't like this job. Only 2,000. I will find another job. I will find another company. I say, come sit down. You need something? No, enough, but I want more. They throw themselves. There's ego inside.
Ego.
Pride inside. Now, let's go to this point also. Where the devil took Jesus and tempted him? Where he took him? Where? Of what? Not the whole country. Where he took him? The highest mount in the temple. In the church, in the house of God. When there's a pride, even we know the Bible, but we don't like to humble down. We want to fly. We want to fly. Devil tells to Jesus, you fly. You throw yourself and you fly. And the angel will come down and he'll pick you and get you around, around, and you land safely. Amen? We have to be careful also from the message. Some people, they will come, they will tell you, God want to make you famous, God want to have big company, God would want you to be going here and there, but that is not God, that is devil. Devil is telling you, indirectly throw yourself. That is not the plan of God. Certain people, they come and they ask, Pastor, pray for me, I want to do that. I say, I would not pray. This is the plan of devil. You don't have a problem. Don't put yourself into problem. That is not the way of God. That is not the plan of God. That is your own selfish ambition. Amen? We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. Jesus does not need to jump. There is any need here that Jesus, he will throw himself? Huh? He can go through the stairs down. No need to throw yourself. Amen? We have to be very careful. Amen? What he used devil here? He used the word of God. What is the answer of Jesus? Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Don't test the Lord. If I don't need to do this step, why I should do it? And I put myself in a danger. No, God will provide. God will do something. Okay, you don't need it. That is not God's way. That is devil. If devil is pushing you and you accept, God will keep quiet. You will just only crush yourself. Amen? We have to be careful. Devil is powerful. We fight him when we submit ourselves to God. Full surrender to God. God give us the power to say, no, I will not throw myself. I will not do that. Sometimes he uses our anger. Sometimes he uses our pride. But we should not give chance to devil. Hallelujah. Devil left him? No. Third time. Second trial, Jesus also went. Third trial. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world. And there, all this I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. Well, devil took Jesus mountain, to the mountain. Some people, they say, okay, good, we don't have mountain here. No, there's also mountain. There's a big building. You can see a lot of things. You can see also through internet, through TV. You will see all the worldly things. And devil, you are here. Why you are in this place? Why you don't go to these places? What he will do? He will tempt you. He will take you out from your secure place. He will take you out from your secure place. You think when you go to these places, you will be better. When you reach there, you will say, oh, I was better. Be careful about one thing. All what the thing that God can give, devil also can give. God give money, devil also give money. God give job, devil also give job. Whatever God can give, devil also can give, except one thing, salvation. He will not give. He will not give. Why he give you the material things? To tempt you. To catch you. He will give you something, but that is not the will of God. Some people, they will give you gift to bribe you, to go along with them. But that is not the plan of God. You don't need such things. You need the Lord in your life. Be careful whatever you receive. Is this from God or from the devil? From devil, no thank you. I want to serve God. Because devil, when he bribe you, when he give you something, he took you out from God's service. He took you away from the plan of God. Then all your life is suffering. We need to be careful. Material things, devil also can give. To spoil our life. To spoil our life. We must discern. Ask God, this is from you or from devil? This is offer from you or from the devil? Amen? when, for example, Abraham and Sarah, when they don't have children, Sarah told him, Abraham, you can take my maid, Hajar, and you can sleep with her. This is from God or from devil? From devil. God can give even woman. God can give even man. Devil can give even woman. Devil can also give man. We must discerning. I am speaking for those who want to get married in the future. We must pray and be careful. Amen? Devil may give us these things. We accept it, we are already catch by it. We have to be careful. We have to be discerning. Amen? James chapter 4, verse 7, that is the clue. James chapter 4, verse 7, yeah. Jesus, on his death on the cross, he gave us the victory. But the victory, we must know how to fight the devil. Amen? We have the victory from Jesus, not by our strength. If we know how to behave and how we live our life according to the word of God. If we live our life according to our emotion, our tradition, our habit, our pride, there is no victory. The victory is there, but it will be not of benefit to us if we don't know how to fight the devil and the principles. We followed the principles that God gave us. It says, James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And he will flee from you. We need to have full submission to God, to God's will, God's plan, God's desire. God is first, not myself or my ambition. When I'm fully submitting myself to God, God will give me the strength to say to the devil, no, I need money, but this is not the money that I would take. That's not from my Lord. I need help, but this help not from my Lord. Thank you, I will not take it. I need a job offer, but this offer is not from God. Amen? I am living my life to serve the Lord. Amen? And when we resist the devil, what he would do to the devil, one time, two time, three time, four time, he try with you and there's no use. What he would do? He would go away. He say, this man, this woman, there's no way. I cannot penetrate. I will find some other people. When he see you shaking with this small offer, you want to obey him and you want to follow him, he will come easily to you. He will easily, the devil will tempt to invite you. He pull you. He offer to you certain things, chocolate things, to take you away from the hand of Jesus. So we need to be careful about it. Amen? Devil around in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8. And 9, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, it says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brother throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. Devil is like a lion. He is hungry. He wants to eat somebody around. He wants to catch someone. You must be careful. Be alert, self-control. He says resist him. All the believers around the world, they suffer the same problem. We have to be careful of him and we have to resist him. Amen? Let's now commit ourselves to God and let us pray that God give us awareness and discernment to differentiate the thing of him and the thing that devil is using. So we will have a victorious Christian life. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you, Father. Lord, I pray for discernment that comes from you upon everyone who listens to your word, and myself also, Lord, and everyone who is going to listen to your word, this message, O God, I pray that you give enlightenment and awareness of the good plan that you have for each and everyone, that no one shall be tempted or taken away, O Lord, from you, O God. Give us self-control, Lord. Give us patience to do the things that you only ordain for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Master. Thank you for this day. We bless you, O Lord. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.